We need to actually assess and not assume. It's so frequent that we assume that they're weak, that they can't perform X, Y, and Z because they're 88 or they've had, you know, this laundry list of diagnoses and 15 medications. We often assume their functional capacity based on the sheet of paper that we get or their birth date. And that's just, you cannot be further from the truth. We have to assess our patients, see what they're capable of. And that'll give you a good idea of kind of where to start on this journey.
Got a fellow podcaster coming on this episode, Dustin Jones from the Senior Rehab Project. Great guy, terribly smart, and hey, hosts his own podcast, so he must be cool, right? We dig into what's coming up at CSM. That's our big preview with the Senior Rehab Project, kind of a cross promotion there, if you will. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. Love these guys. A single source for physical therapists and other medical professionals if you want a certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. That's BFR for the cool kids in class. Owens Recovery Science. .com. That's where you check him out. Johnny's always on the road working with NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, and of course, the greatest team of all, the U.S. military. So Johnny's the guy if you're looking for BFR information. OwensRecoveryScience.com. Let's start the show now.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. No stranger to podcasting. He has his own. You can find it on iTunes and everywhere where podcasts are downloaded. It is called the Senior Rehab Project. Physical therapist, Dustin Jones on the show. Dustin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. It's good to finally chat with you, Jimmy.
Yeah, we've interacted a million times before, but it's good to finally have you on here formally, and it's because of something that's coming up. I like to call it the big dance or the big show. I'm not talking about that football game that's going to be played, that if I said their name, I'd get sued for using the official term. I'm talking about CSM. It's kind of like 18 different big games all going on at once.
Yeah, terribly overwhelming, but amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, you know, you have to have a strategy on how to go into CSM to get out what you want to get out. You might have like aspirations. I remember my first CSM, I was like, well, I'm going to see these 20 things. And then I got there. I realize like I'm at best I'll see five or six if you try to organize it.
Yeah. I felt the same way the first time. My first one was in Anaheim, and you know, I had every session every day I was gonna see something. Yeah, but then by like Friday, you know, afternoon, Saturday, I just said, forget this. Like my brain cannot handle it anymore. Now I'm scheduling in, you know, just blank spots just to go for a walk and kinda, you know, just absorb a lot of this material. But yeah, I mean, it's an amazing time. But yeah, you definitely got to program some rest afterwards because it drains you for sure.
Well, let's make sure my audience knows what we're talking about when we say Senior Rehab Project. So what do you tell people who ask what your podcast is about?
Yeah, so the big premise of the Senior Rehab Project is that we are trying to advance care for older adults. So like you said, it's a podcast, and that's kind of how it started. It was honestly an excuse for me to learn more about a job that I was pretty terrible at in terms of home health PT. As you know, when you have a podcast, it kind of opens up the door to be able to talk to really smart people, which was great. But as that grew, you start to find out that there wasn't a solid community of rehab clinicians that focus on older adults. You know, we have lots of information about sports and athletics and just kind of the younger crowd, which is great. Those people need to be served as well. But in terms of like solid content and community, there wasn't a lot of that for, you know, the PT that's doing home health or the SNF, acute care, even outpatient setting where the majority of your patients are going to be older adults. So it started as a podcast, and now it's a full-blown community movement of motivated clinicians that, you know, we interact a lot, and particularly in a Facebook group, share resources, have journal clubs. So it's definitely grown a good bit, but I feel like it's this tribe of discontent geriatric rehab clinicians that want to advance care for older adults.
Yeah, discontent in a good way of being a lifelong learner and continuing to push it. You can find it online at seniorrehabproject.com. It's all one word. And of course, you mentioned the podcast, but also that community. You guys have a Facebook group, which you just get people sharing different stuff and interjecting, which is really what a community is about.
Yeah, that's really interesting to see just how smart people are, Jimmy. I think that's the big thing is, I mean, a lot of us, you know, have experience in our field, and we may not feel like we're the most, well-read in the research and whatnot. So it can be intimidating to contribute to some of these conversations. But my gosh, I can ask a question in that group based on a patient that I saw today. And, you know, I could have 10 to 20 responses from some, you know, really intelligent people, you know, individual cases that they had, how they worked around this problem. Or you could have someone like Dale Avers, who is on the Mount Rushmore of geriatric physical therapy, you know, chime in and give their two cents. So it's this wide range of people, but you can get some very valuable information from everyone involved, which is really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. That's one thing I learned when I started in radio. It was fun. At first, it was a little intimidating because I noticed if I said anything on air, I got called out by the audience like real quick. So it makes you nervous. But the cool part was the audience kind of always has your back in terms of if you want information or you're, I'm wondering about this, what do you think? Next thing you know, that audience is right there. And that's a cool feeling. So I'm glad you're doing something like that. And again, that's seniorrehabproject.com. How long has that been going on?
Oh my. Actually, you started PT Pinecast a couple months before I launched the podcast. And just to let the listeners know, Jimmy was really helpful. Just, you know, I asked you questions, what mic to use, how to do this, how to do that. You were super helpful. But yeah, so it was kind of summer, fall of 2015. So I guess, what, 2.5 years now?
Yeah. Around the same time. That's cool. And it's been sticking around. And you know, the cool part is when you see, when you do something and you see growth, you know, it's a little bit, it's fun. It's fun to know other people are out there actually consuming. Because right now, you know, Dustin and I are just talking with each other right now, but we know that there's an audience. There's, you know, two big audiences between both of our shows and your community. It's cool when you see other people like what you do. So I'm glad that you've kept up with it.
Yeah, there's definitely the ups and the downs, as you know. Podcasting in particular is a lonely endeavor, but that's where, you know, the group has been helpful. And in some of these conferences like CSM coming up, I mean, I can definitely recharge the batteries to see the faces of the people that are listening to your content and benefiting from it. Because it's easy to forget that. You see, you know, the followers and the downloads and the social media profiles, but you forget there's an actual person. There's an actual, you know, clinician behind that that's interacting with patients.
It's weird when someone at something like CSM comes up and like, hey, Jimmy, you know, how was your move or something like that? And you're like, I forgot I mentioned that. Like, who are you? And you're like, oh, yeah, I said that on a microphone. I published it. Someone listened to it. They listen regularly. And it's definitely humbling, but it's fun. So I wanted to talk about something you guys are doing at CSM this year with the Senior Rehab Project, with Dr. Kara Lewis, with Tim Fox, with yourself. Who else is going to be on? It's a panel. You're doing kind of a town hall on what, Friday morning?
Yeah, Friday morning at the Butt Crack of Dawn. So after y'all party hard at Jimmy's event Thursday night, I believe, you probably don't want to go to sleep so you can catch our session.
It's New Orleans, man. Who's honestly going to sleep? Catch a cat nap.
That's a good point. But yeah, there's a couple things going on Friday. The first one is the town hall, hashtag town hall CSM. And so like Jimmy said, Tim Fox, you know, the owner of Fox Rehab, Kara Lewis, who, you know, is an epic educator and clinician, Dr. Kathy Shirley. She's a kind of a newer faculty member at Texas Women's University, very passionate educator. And then Joe Daniels, who's a resident in the geriatric residency at Brooks Rehab in Florida. And so as SRP or the Senior Rehab Project has evolved, you know, we talk a lot about issues, you know, that we have in our profession, how we can or what issues that we face, how we can overcome them. And I wanted to gather a very experienced individuals, but varying views from people. So we have Kara Lewis, who's been, you know, she's been around for a while and is, you know, just an amazing woman. Every, you know, anyone that's involved in our profession knows that name. I mean, she's an absolute all-star. Then you've got...
She literally wrote the book.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
working with older adults in physical therapy. Literally wrote the first book.
Yeah, so she's an amazing woman. Then you have Tim Fox, who's this, I mean, the sexiest accent in physical therapy, amazing hair, but he, you know, he's this really amazing entrepreneur building this amazing company that, you know, Jimmy, you know, is working with Fox Rehab. Then you have Kathy, who's this motivated educator that's trying to influence her program. And then Joe Daniels, who's kind of representing the young generation of PTs that are really getting us to think differently about older adults. So we're wanting to come together, take questions from the audience. And we're taking questions that people can submit online. And I'm sure we'll put a link in the show notes to that. But we're wanting to get the different perspectives of these people and provide tangible things that we can do, regardless if you're a student, a clinician, educator, or if you own a business. What can we do to challenge the ageism that's in our profession? What can we do to advance the care for older adults, how can we change the public's perception of what we do? So how can we just better serve our aging population, which, you know, we've all heard is, you know, we're getting older as a population. It's becoming an issue. How can we handle that? So I wanted to gather these people to discuss it.
It's cool that you guys are focused on taking these people who think at a very, very, very high level. The panel is pretty distinguished. And you're saying, boy, what can we do? You know, talking about this stuff from a 30,000 foot view is great. And that's what you can get at a CSM. But I also like when it goes the other way to a very granular level. What can I do on Monday when I go back to wherever I work and whatever setting that might be? What can I do? And I like how you guys are focused on that. What can we actually put into practice?
Yeah, that's huge. And it may be simple. You know, it may be simple as like, man, you know what? I don't really share a lot of things on Facebook. Maybe I should start sharing some of these viral CrossFit videos of this 70-year-old deadlifting 205 pounds. Yeah. Like something as simple as that can really plant the seed to impact, you know, your family, your friends, your community, or even your coworkers. So, I mean, that's a simple example. And we're going to talk about, you know, much more applicable, actionable, you know, information. But I think there's something that all of us can do to really challenge the ageism in our profession, in our culture, and really move the needle forward in terms of geriatrics.
Right. And someone like Kara Lewis has got the cred and the letters after her name. It's like 46 letters after her name. She's done it. You know, she's continually pushed herself academically. And you got a guy like Tim Fox, literally ageism. I mean, he said he wants that in his obituary, that his drive was to abolish ageism, that term, abolish ageism. So, you know, if you're thinking, hey, this is 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning on Friday at CSM, I'm going to need a couple cups of coffee to get going. Walk in a room with Kara Lewis and Tim Fox and try to fall asleep. Like they're on, you know, sixth gear at 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter where it is, no matter what they did the night before. So you're going to feed off of that. And I know Carol and Tim pretty well. They have no problem calling people out and pulling no punches. So I love when people like that get together. I actually try to engineer conversations like that sometimes on the show, sometimes just over drinks. But I'm telling you, 6:30 in the morning is not going to slow down any of those people from getting you energized at all. So again, it's 6:30 on Friday morning of CSM. Do you know the room number? I want to make sure people have the deets.
Yeah, it's the link will have that in the show notes. But it is at the convention center in room 213, so 213 at the convention center.
And I apologize for just saying the word deets. It sounds like I'm trying to be a 14-year-old girl or something like that.
I know. Oh, you want them digits? Is that, you gonna ask me that name?
I want to say thanks to a new sponsor. I just came on the show. We're powered by Health IQ. Dustin, this is kind of cool. They're an insurance company that helps people who are health conscious, you know, PTs, people who exercise a lot and move, runners, cyclists, people who deadlift, no matter what your age is. The idea is you can get lower rates on your life insurance. I mean, it's kind of not fair if I'm super healthy and someone else is less healthy, less active, we pay the same just based on our age and where we live. So you can score some extra money on your life insurance. Check out healthiq.com/PTP. That's healthiq.com/PTP for PT Pinecast to support the show. See if you qualify. They use science, and we love science and data, to figure out, you know, how much you should save based on how healthy you are. Health IQ customers can save up to about 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes. That's all in a study, Warburton et al. From 2006. But jump on there and see if you qualify, healthiq.com/PTP, or just mention the promo code PTP when you talk to a Health IQ agent. I never thought I'd actually be thinking about like health insurance and stuff like that, man, but you've got to adult every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to have those same thoughts. So yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. Get an adjusted rate based on actual data.
Right. Good stuff. What else you got coming up at CSM, and what's on tap for you guys?
Yeah, so we've got the town hall session. Super excited about that. Another thing that I'm excited about is the APHPT crew.
Yeah.
So the Academy of Prevention and Health Promotion Therapies. They're going to do a little march, if you will, on Thursday after the last kind of lecture. In terms of following that, I just follow their social media accounts, APHPT. So there's one thing. We got the town hall at the butt crack of dawn on Friday. Super pumped about that. And then later on that day at 11 a.m., Christina Previtt and I, so Christina is a physio up in Canada. She runs kind of a fitness PT hybrid, but she really focuses on serving the older adult. And we're going to do a session within the home health section, but it's pretty applicable across the board titled Old Not Weak 2.0, Strengthening the Older Adult. And so that session is going to be 2 hours. We're going to talk, you know, a little bit about theory, but mostly it's going to be about how can we take some of these movements that we're, you know, seeing online, for example, like a barbell squat, a deadlift, a loaded carry, you know, a Turkish get up, some of these, you know, exercises that we associate with younger individuals. How can we assess our patients and scale some of those activities to where we can perform some of these big movements that we get a lot of bang for our buck with older adult clients?
Yeah, some of those lifts, when you bring up the names, people, no matter any age, can sometimes be kind of intimidated because it's jargon. A Turkish get up is a highly specific exercise, but really it's getting up off the floor. You know, how can we use that? You know, what's a deadlift? Well, do you want to be able to bring your groceries in from the car? Yeah. Are you like me? You only take one trip every time. Damn right. So that's a deadlift. So how do you approach that? Because you work with older adults, you work with them out there in their homes. How do you approach, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do a deadlift. Like, how do you frame it?
Yeah. So I think the big thing, like you mentioned, is really assess what they need to do and what they want to be able to do. And oftentimes it is things like get my groceries out of the car, be able to walk into my kitchen without having to hold on to something, be able to get up off the toilet without using my hands. And so a lot of those movements, you know, you can really improve kind of those functional activities with a deadlift, a squat, or a loaded carry. So I assess just kind of what they want to do. And then oftentimes they do link to some of those bigger movements. And then the next thing that we have to do, and I feel like this is a big, big point, is we need to actually assess and not assume. It's so frequent that we assume that they're weak, that they can't perform X, Y, and Z because they're 88 or they've had, you know, this laundry list of diagnoses and 15 medications. You know, we often assume their functional capacity based on the sheet of paper that we get or their birth date. And that's just, you cannot be further from the truth. We have to assess our patients, see what they're capable of. And that'll give you a good idea of kind of where to start on this journey of, you know, potentially working all the way up to something like a barbell squat if you have that in your setting. We often don't start there, at least in my world in home health. But there is kind of this door, this window of opportunity where you can enter in and start them and then progress and, you know, ultimately end up where you're loading them with the squat, whether it's a kettlebell or whatever form of resistance. So that's kind of how I view that process.
Will the presentation with you guys at CSM, will we have some heavy stuff in the room?
I'm going to work on that. You know, carry-on luggage is expensive now. So yeah, we'll have to see. No, we'll have some human bodies. Good. You know, we could probably lift some human bodies or chairs or whatnot. But yeah, for people that are coming, if your shirt's tucked in, it'll probably end up getting untucked by the end of it. We're going to be doing lots of movement, lots of practical exercise to where you're actually going to be doing some of this stuff. So we want to make it super practical for everyone there.
And one more time, tell everybody when we can see that session at CSM.
So that's Friday, 11 a.m. That's going to be at the Hilton Riverside in the room that's called Chart B.
Okay.
So Hilton Riverside Chart B. So all that information in terms of this, you know, those two presentations and the panel and the APHPT crew and all that. It'll be at seniorrehabproject.com/CSM. And there's going to be links.
I also recommend and I congratulate the APTA for saving some trees. Get that app. Get the APTA CSM app. It's free. On the off chance, and I've had this happen before, if a presentation's getting too big, all of a sudden they change rooms. You don't want to be like that kid on the first day of high school. You're sitting in a class that you think is bio and it's calc, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, the room changed. So make sure you can make almost like a playlist of these are the things I definitely want to go all the way to New Orleans and see. And then make sure you plot it out and make your hit list and then be able to get it. And you have all the information right there. You're not like going back to your email and trying to find some old email that you sent yourself about where the presentation was. So that's cool. Good for you. And I'm going to give a selfless promotion to that event that you alluded to before. Mm-hmm. We're doing a pretty cool event with a guy by the name of Steve Gleason. Steve, a former NFL football player, played for the New Orleans Saints, made an iconic punt block just after Hurricane Katrina that pretty much just lifted the spirits of the city of New Orleans. There's a giant statue that I want to get a picture standing next to of Steve blocking that punt. Unfortunately, after Steve retired from football, he was diagnosed with ALS. And then fortunately, just after that, he found out his wife was pregnant. And because of that, he decided to start documenting his life to try to teach his future. At that point, his unborn son some lessons. They wound up turning that into a movie, all of his footage, that won some awards at Sundance, which is a legit film festival. So this guy's just an icon. So anyway, he's got a nonprofit called No White Flags, No Surrender. So with the help of Team Gleason, we're throwing just a badass party. Right now, I think with the promo code PT Pinecast, for $99, you get 5 hours of open bar in New Orleans. Right there at $99, you're already ahead. It's also all you can eat. We're going to have some NFL players. I know a couple linebackers. I believe the kicker. Maybe. I'm saying a big maybe right now. Drew Brees will be stopping by. I can't confirm, but I also cannot deny. It is going to be walking distance from the conference for this event. You can check out details at ptpinecast.com or go right to Steve's organization. Because again, with that $99, all the money goes to them. So it's a donation that you get to party on. So it's teamgleason.org/birthday because it's also Steve's birthday party. It's his birthday month. So we're throwing a birthday party. So yes, there will also be cake. So again, that is teamgleason.org/birthday and PT Pinecast is your promo code to knock a couple of bucks off of that. I'm going to be there. Our sponsors, Arius, Rock Tape, they're all going to be invited, even if you come by for a little bit. Unsolicited, Sharon Dunn and Justin Moore have gone out of their way to help me share this on social media and say they're going. So I'm pumped. So I'm
awesome. Pumped. Are you going to sing him happy birthday?
Heck yeah, I'm going to sing. I want to get him on the show. He wound up doing one of my favorite interviews of all time. He interviewed Pearl Jam, and it was one of the coolest interviews I ever heard in my life. I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to ask him how he figured out his first leadoff question. If you want to see it. If you want to hear a really good interviewer, not me, Google Steve Gleason interviews Pearl Jam. Just listen to the first question. The dude knows how to structure an interview. So Steve Gleason, looking forward to that. Where are you right now? Where are you located? Where do you live?
I am in Lexington, Kentucky, horse capital of the world. On the bourbon trail.
I like that. So you've got a little bit of a trip, but not as far as I do to get to New Orleans. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat for three questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
This is brought to you by our friends at Arius Medical Staffing. I always ask where people are practicing PT in the U.S. because Arius can get you a job doing the thing you love, which is helping people. Of all age, any setting, ortho, home health, you want to go inpatient, outpatient, doesn't matter. They'll find you a job anywhere in the 50 states. So check them out, AURUSmedical.com. That's Arius Medical. And the cool thing I like about these guys, they give you a dedicated recruiter. So it's not like you call, it's not a job board. They're not just going to spam email. You get someone who knows what Jimmy wants, where Jimmy wants to work, what setting, the whole nine. So our friends from Arius, they sponsor three questions. First question is, where in the U.S. would you go and practice PT if you had a free pass to go for 13 weeks and practice?
13 weeks, hands down, Durango, Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado and Hawaii, with a close third of Alaska, are the answers we get most frequently.
Yeah. Durango has a special place in my heart. I worked at a bar right before PT school for the summer in a little town right around there. And that place stole my heart and it still has it. So I try to get out there as much as I can.
Plus with Dustin's accent, say Durango again.
Durango.
It just sounds cooler when you say it, man. Second question, what's something that you've read recently that really inspired you?
Something that I read, and it does not have to be a book, correct?
No, it could be anything. It could be an article. It could have been a billboard. It could have been a bumper sticker, anything.
Well, it's something that I read and listened to, but it was an NPR Fresh Air episode. And there's a reporter in your neck of the woods in New York City. I believe he writes for the New York Times, but he spent a year with the oldest old. And he wrote a book about it. I haven't read the book yet. I believe it's called Happiness is a Choice or something along those lines. But it's about 36 minutes of audio, and they have a good blog post associated with it. But it really condenses for me a lot of observations and lessons you learn by hanging out with people that are in their 80s and 90s. Some things it's taken me 5-6 years to see or realize. He was able to distill that within 35 minutes. So I definitely think that, I mean, that's been really influential for me just to really reflect on some of those lessons that he's learned. So I would recommend that one for sure.
You can learn a lot from anybody if you take the time and listen, and especially an older adult who's, just by definition, been around for a while and seen and done a lot. So that is good. I'm gonna go take a listen to that. Plus, I love Fresh Air. Terry Gross, she knows how to ask a question, man.
That voice.
Last question: who's someone in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about?
That the audience should know more about.
Yeah, maybe someone who would be on your Mount Rushmore of PT.
One person that they're not, you know, they haven't done the rounds on the podcast yet, but I'm going to give a shout out to my partner in crime, Christina Previtt. This woman is pursuing her PhD. She's kind of looking at preventative strategies in older adults. She's got that going on. She owns her own business called Stave Off, you know, kind of this fitness PT hybrid in Canada. She's running with her husband. And then, you know, her and I are teaching a course with the Institute of Clinical Excellence. And then she has a MedBridge course. Like, she is just doing all of this epic stuff. And just to see how she practices what she preaches, she's seeing patients, she's changing lives, she's influencing clinicians, and ultimately influencing our profession. I really look up to her, even though, I mean, she's super young. I mean, I'm not going to say her age. She's definitely under 30 for sure, but she's just doing some really amazing things, and I really look up to her.
I like that. And say her name one more time.
Christina Previtt is her name.
Cool. All right, you're off the hot seat. That was three questions brought to you by Aureus Medical Staffing. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone going to CSM for the first time to get the most out of it? What would you say?
I'd say value your rest. More is not better. I know if you're wanting to go to network, to meet people, yeah, cram it in, stay up late, do all that fun stuff. But, you know, there's some really helpful information there. But if you try and go to all the sessions and not give yourself a break to reflect, just to calm down, just to go for a walk, you know, your brain's going to be going 100 miles a minute. So I really value rest at an event like CSM. So yep. I think that's one thing. At least I would tell myself after that first year of CSM. Yes. It was a struggle.
I would also say, I mean, kind of along the same lines, you're going to need a vacation day on the back end of CSM before you go back to work, or you're going to be dragging that first day.
Right. Yeah, that flight back is very valuable too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that blank space just to take a deep breath.
This is The Parting Shot. Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at OptumFellowship.com.
All right, last thing we do on the show is our parting shot. So if you had the ear of the profession, what's one thing you think physical therapists in any setting need to pay attention to more?
I think this is inspired by our boy Tim Fox, the with the amazing accent. You know, he talks about abolishing ageism. And in ageism, you know, we have a lot of assumptions about older adults in terms of, you know, how they can operate, how they can function. And so I think if I were to put kind of a one-liner, I would say assess, don't assume. We have to assess our patients, actually get an idea of their functional capacity, and that will allow us to better able, you know, serve them and prescribe, you know, appropriate dosage of exercises so they actually get better rather than, you know, just assuming that they can't do, you know, X, Y, and Z, or they can't do, you know, a kettlebell goblet squat. We need to assess to get, you know, some actual information.
I like it. Old, not weak. Redefine old. You can find out more and follow him at seniorrehabproject.com. That's where you can find some more information about his presentations and the town hall at CSM. You can find links to the podcast. And of course, join the Senior Rehab Project, that community there. And that is seniorrehabproject.com. Dustin, appreciate your time, man. I'm going to look forward to bright and early on Friday morning at CSM for that town hall. We'll bring a little mimosas to start the day off.
Yeah, I may try and bring some bourbon cream too. That's really
good. Here we go. I like that.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate what you do, man. You're doing a great thing for this profession and our little niche of geriatrics. So yeah, your work is definitely appreciated by me and many others.
Well, thanks for your time, man. We'll see you soon in NOLA.
Yes, sir.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Rock Tape, more than just a tape company. Rock Tape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.